welcome to another one of my podcasts. And today we are going to have a look at where I think or where I believe that social selling, digital selling, modern selling, for those of you that have listened to my other podcasts or even seen me speak, you know, my view is this is just sales and marketing for the 21st century. But I have been kind of going alone along with Tim and Adam for the last year and a half, having been in the corporate space. And you know what I have found and learned is that actually having the freedom to, I suppose, be myself and be authentic and free my voice online and actually just take the plunge to do it has reaped benefits for me in terms of really bringing my network to life. And you know, it's got me thinking, for those of you that saw my hashtag Ask Alex video last Friday when I was filming in the woods at Centre Parks, where I had 5 minutes to myself as I was away with my family, around you can't, or rather the whole point of social, using social to drive engagement, to drive, you know, inbound, is to not hide anymore. It's not to hide behind, you know, mass email marketing. It's not to necessarily be that anonymous cold call where you're not known. And being able to just sort of be authentic, because I read recently that Instagram is actually, you know, causing a lot of mental illness for people, both young and old, because Insta, everything is filtered, everyone seems to have a perfect life, perfect gym bodies, perfect pictures of food, holiday experiences, whatever it is, and that just isn't the case. And you know, the beauty of social, certainly in a B2B context, is that, you know, we are all human. We have good days, we have bad days. You can go into meetings where people ask how you are, you know, how are you doing, and you know, feeling a little bit rough, not feeling a bit under the weather, it's too hot, it's too cold, didn't get, you know, in my case, not getting much sleep at the moment, because I've got a 12-week-old, 12-week-old baby and almost 3-year-old toddler, and you know, this is just life for me, and I would imagine, you know, for all of you listening to this. And this is the whole point about, you know, where we are today in modern society, is that, you know, people still buy people. We are still, this is all about relationships. And yes, you know, relationships are being formed online, and there's, you know, concern for the younger generation that are they building relationships in a harmful way with all the, you know, online gaming. They don't go outside, they don't really talk to each other, it's all through digital. But you know, is that just the way of the world and the way that we're going? Now, I'm not necessarily saying that I agree with that, because you know, I grew up in a pre-internet era, and you know, we bridged those that were born between 73 and 81, I think, or 77 and 81 or 83, I can't remember the exact. You know, we're apparently Xennials, because we bridged the gap between the pre-internet era and have grown up through every single iteration of Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Friends Reunited, if you remember that website, Friendster, you know, all these kind of versions of before social really took off. But you know, where we need to move to is actually about being authentic and just being yourself online. Because yes, there are now 562 million members on LinkedIn, and let's just focus on LinkedIn at the moment from a B2B perspective. Since I've started using video, and since I've certainly started using podcasts, or rather creating podcasts, you know, my engagement has gone up further. My social selling index, for those that care, is now hovering around 89 to 90. It's kind of meaningless on its own, but I'm generating certainly 2 to 3 conversations a week where people are coming to me saying, saw that, read that, would like to have a further conversation about, you know, how you can help. I've been invited to for a number of speaking opportunities in the last month, which is, you know, fantastic, because that then gives me the opportunity to promote my brand further. But none of this would have happened at all if I hadn't been out there on social. I'm going to use the word promoting because I am promoting myself, but I don't want this to come across as, you know, some egomaniacal way of that I'm just trying to, you know, promote myself, because of course that is what I am trying to do, but I'm trying to promote myself as me in terms of what you see is what you get. And there'll be people out there that don't necessarily like my style or my brand, who maybe listen to one of these podcasts and then you don't choose to listen again, which is fine. You know, it that really isn't a problem, because, you know, we come back to the crux of all of this is that, you know, whilst everything is online, this is still very much a people-to-people business and a people-to-people world that we live in. Now, certainly, there's been a lot of chat about, you know, chatbots and AI and where that's going to take us. And there's big debate around all of this as to whether chatbots will start to infiltrate the B2B sales funnel. And if anybody saw Google AI announcements yesterday and saw Google's chatbot booking a hair appointment with a human being, so the chatbot was actually speaking, or the Google Assistant was speaking and booked an appointment with the hair salon. This is just the start, and this is 2018, and I think it was Gartner or Forrester were saying that by 2020, you know, up to 80% of all B2B communication will be done online and will be done via chatbot or self-service. And I think that at the lower value, higher volume end of the sales spectrum, yeah, I can genuinely believe that. You know, so what does this mean for some inside sales jobs? What does this mean for some, you know, call center type jobs? That they could well be replaced as we become more self-sufficient, but more importantly, as the young generation starts to come through the ranks in terms of decision making and influencing, this is kind of the world that they are used to and will be used to, and more importantly, this is how they will expect to communicate with brands and with organizations. But moving further up the food chain, when you get to, or rather moving further up the value proposition, where you've got higher value propositions, then of course there is always going to be that human interaction and that human element, because you're not going to do even tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, and certainly not millions of pounds or dollars worth of business talking to a robot, or not engaging with a business in a face-to-face or human element, of course not. But I think what is critical to understand is that where we start our engagement is going to be online. And, you know, you look at organizations such as Drift and new styles of email marketing where they're still using email campaigns, and GDPR is going to be interesting around that, but it's a more random, less unstructured but structured, if that makes sense, approach to it. And I've signed up, and actually, in fairness, the emails I'm getting, whilst I'm not responding to them, are pretty good, but I'm not in a position to buy, and the system hasn't quite figured that out yet. But I was intrigued just to understand how it works, and it's certainly much better and seems much more human than the standard kind of email just spam standard template. But if we all accept that, you know, social isn't going away, and even with the Cambridge Analytica issues that Facebook's had over the last couple of weeks, its price has gone up, share price has gone up, and earnings are up. You look at where Google is going in all of this, that it comes back to your sales teams. You need to give them permission. I think you need to allow them to experiment, to be themselves, much like you do in terms of, you don't create robots, so whether they are just on the phone, or whether they are in the field, or whether you're an accountant or a lawyer or a business development manager, it really doesn't matter. New business, account management, really doesn't matter. You know, we want to know the people that we are talking to, and we all form an opinion of somebody when we hear their voice on the phone, much like you're no doubt forming an opinion of me listening to me talk now, and hopefully you've seen what I look like, you've seen some of my videos, so you actually know who I am, and you listen to my stuff or you follow me because you feel that what I'm sharing is interesting and providing value to me. But then I'm always going to remain front of mind as I continue to do this. So I'm not having to do any cold email. I'm not having to do any cold calling. Of course, I'm still making phone calls, and of course, you know, when those sales conversations start, I then move into sales modes, and you know, I don't win them all. I don't land them all. I'd love to say that I land absolutely everything, and I don't. And I'm forever learning. And you know, the feedback loop in terms of, you know, what I'm doing well, what I'm not doing well. You know, the beauty with the data analytics you can get even at a basic level on LinkedIn or Twitter, or if you use any automation tools such as Hootsuite or Buffer, you know, the system will tell you what is working and what isn't working, and from that you learn and you iterate. But I feel that there's not enough permission being granted to sales people, even if it's just one or two, just to allow them to start, you know, recording some of their own videos, and they don't need to worry about the production quality. I just use my iPhone. I don't use any editing software. I trim it with the editing capability within the iPhone, and then I post it directly onto LinkedIn. So you don't even have to worry about them hosting it on Vimeo or YouTube. And then that just starts to give them a voice. That starts to give them an opinion and a personality, and will help their buyers start to engage and relate to them. And you know, for those of you that have read Gerd Leonhard's Technology versus Humanity book, or seen, you know, the intro video that I sometimes use, you know, he talks about that which cannot be digitized is where real value will be driven, and it's human traits, it's intuition, it's creativity. And that is the beauty of what social enables you to do. If you come out from, you know, back to my walking in the woods, from hiding in the trees, and start just getting out there and just talking about what you do, how you can help, and why people should engage with you. But again, the subtlety is not doing this from a sales perspective. You know, it's from a knowledge sharing perspective. So sharing your insights and knowledge as to, this is what I think, this is what I believe, based on the experience that I've gained over the years, and I think this is interesting because. Much as you would trust your sales reps, be it on the phone, to have a sensible conversation and represent themselves and the brand of your organization, or if it's in a face-to-face meeting environment, whether, again, field sales, whether you're an accountant, a lawyer, BD manager, doesn't really matter. You trust those individuals to represent the brand of the organization themselves in a professional manner. Yet there still seems to be this stigma that if they're on social, they're going to do something stupid, or they're going to say something stupid. Now, yes, there is that risk, but there's also that risk that they do that in a face-to-face environment, or could well be when they're on stage speaking at, you know, at an event, or, you know, situations where they're, you know, at post-event drinks, or, you know, those kind of meetups where they had, you know, a little bit too much, and then they get a little bit loose with, you know, with their language or information or whatever it might be. So those risks are always going to be there. And yes, granted, of course, in social it can go much, much quicker, but there has to be an element of trust, and also one would hope that the majority of your employees or your sales teams, you know, have got some common sense. And we all say, this is what it comes down to. You have social media guidelines and policies, but the thing with social media is just be sensible, just use common sense. If you think it's wrong what you're going to do, it probably is. If you wouldn't want it written on the front page of the New York Times or the FT, then don't do it. Or if you're unsure, go and ask, you know, you, the sales managers, sales directors, whoever it might be. If you're a sales rep, listen, just go and ask them, go and speak to your head of social or head of comms, just to say, look, this is what I'm thinking doing. Do you think this would be all right? And you know, they're either going to say yes or they're going to say no. And if it's no, that's fine, you learn. But I think, you know, I know and I believe, because it's now working for me. If it can work for me and I don't, you know, we don't have huge communication team or content team to help us on all of this. It's done on a shoestring. There are some apps and technology that really don't cost that much at all to enable you to do this. And from the video perspective, it is free. It's just your time. Just to get out there, just to stop hiding behind the excuse that social doesn't work, because you know we hide behind email, we hide behind voicemail, but that's not going to help you in the long run. You need to start being brave. You need to start, you know, much like when I started doing podcasts, because you know I follow Gary V and he said 2018 is going to be the year of voice, and if you're not podcasting, you should be podcasting. Never did it before. Used Podbean because I just found that on online, and just started talking as if I was having a conversation with somebody, and about subjects which are interesting to me and I think will be interesting to the audience. And based on the downloads that I'm getting so far, you know, whilst it's certainly not stellar, people are downloading and people are listening, but they're doing that because I am also then making sure that I'm talking about what I am doing constantly in, you know, in the market. You know, much like if you were to write an amazing LinkedIn profile, but you don't actually activate it by talking about interesting things in your social network, nobody's ever going to going to see it. And if you want to drive inbound opportunities, warm inbound opportunities, you have to get out there and you have to start talking to your audience, and you have to start sharing interesting stuff, interesting insight. But then you have to keep on doing this and keep on doing this. And I get pushback that we don't have time, this is not part of the process, they're just going to be wasting their time doing this. Well, if you look at some other stats out there, sales reps seem to spend more time on internal admin rather than actually selling. And what would you rather them do? Make 100 cold calls that get nowhere, or send, you know, 100 emails that don't get opened? Then you have the sort of the disconnect between sales and marketing. We'll go, okay, let's do an experiment. This week, or this month, I'm going to allow all of you in the sales team to go to market how you see fit. You know, it can be if you want to do cold calling, if you want to, you know, work with marketing and create some interesting content to put out there, be that video, be that infographics. If you want to write some blog posts, I'm going to give you the time to do that. You know, work with your marketing teams to then activate them. So once this content has been created, don't just share it once. You know, share it regularly into your into their networks. Get the rest of the business to help, you know, activate this. You've heard me say it again and again that we refer to selling through your network and not to your network. But also, let them be authentic. Let them be themselves. This isn't any sort of hashtag filter. Look at the perfect kind of life or the perfect solution that we can provide for you. Just let them be themselves, because your successful sales reps will have sold because as much as their knowledge, but also the trust they built and their personalities, and they've got on with the people that they are, you know, the client base that they are talking to. So imagine if you could accelerate that tenfold into social, and they're connected with their customers and their clients, who are, you know, targets, who are then going to be connected to other like-minded people. Then you can start to see how, oh, I didn't know that they did that. Well, that's interesting. I was just thinking about looking at that type of solution for the business problem I'm facing. I can see that X, Y, and Z is connected to this person. They just shared an interesting blog post. That's a really interesting point they made on their podcast. Or actually, I really enjoyed that short 30 seconds to a minute, 2 minute video, just explaining in simple terms as much as they would do in a face-to-face business meeting, or as much as they would do on that initial phone call, or when nurturing the whole way through the sales process. You know, this is what we do, this is how we can help, this is how we can't help, this is where you need to be in terms of your kind of buying process before it's even worth having a conversation with us. Because that's the other, you know, great thing about, if you start getting out there and start talking about what you're doing, is that your audience will self-select when they're ready to have a sales conversation with you. If you accept that, you know, the Gartner Challenge sale process, that nominal, in some cases now it's up to 70% of the due diligence process is done before an RFP will be sent or they engage with a sales rep. You know, this is the great thing in terms of, you know, the inbound that I generate. sectors that, yes, people are at different points in their buying journey. Some are still in due diligence phase, but they just now want to meet and have a further conversation. Others are, you know, pretty far down the line, and they're like, right, can you issue, you know, can we have a conversation? Could you actually, you know, share a tender of what you want to do? Which genuinely happened yesterday. Recommendation was made to an organisation that I had no idea they were looking to do this. I had no idea that they had Sales Navigator, and not only do they want me to speak at a marketing event, then the conversation progressed without any prompting from me to they also want some own help with their, you know, with their sales reps. And this would only have come about, you know, if I was out there in the market talking. You know, back to my earlier analogy from last week when I was walking in the, you know, walking in the woods. I've come out from hiding. I've come out from within the, you know, this corporate sort of tent, if you will, that I was under, because the assumption is that I couldn't do that. Now, hindsight is a very fine thing, but if I'd done what I'd done, if I'd done what I'm doing now in previous roles, you know, who knows where that would have, you know, would have taken me in terms of career, you know, careers internally. But that said, you know, I don't regret at all anything that I, of course, everyone has regrets in life, but certainly from where I've got to where I am today, that, you know, without that platform to get the experience, wouldn't enable me to do what I'm doing today. But, you know, what I now want to do, and this is what I'm truly passionate about in the market, is sharing the insights and the learnings that I have made over the almost 20 odd years now that I've been in sales, sort of showing my age, to help you and your sales team accelerate that process so that you can start to drive meaningful inbound. But just too many, still way too many organizations, you know, their employees, it just seems to be they cross this corporate threshold and there's this, we can't be on social, which is, you know, fundamentally wrong. Now, there are some people that just aren't going to be comfortable to do that, which is, you know, that's not a problem at all. You know, much like you'll have different styles of sales reps, more new business, more, you know, account manager, whatever it might be. But I think you need a proportion. And I would certainly suggest that anybody that's in net new needs to be really, really active on social and starting to make themselves stand out from the competition. You know, account management and account development, it is still critical, but I think, you know, there are different tactics and frameworks that you can apply to account management versus net new business. But, you know, the whole thing about all of this is that give you either yourself, come out of hiding, and, you know, if you think that you and your sales rep listening to this, that if you go to your sales manager or sales director and they're not going to give you permission, I would suggest just start doing it. And if you want to get in touch with me and, you know, have a conversation about how you might go about doing that, please do, absolutely no problems at all, to have a chat on the phone or whatever it may be, to share some further ideas of what you might do. But just start getting out there and just doing it. And as I said, be sensible, common sense. Don't do anything that you wouldn't do any differently on the phone or in that face-to-face meeting. But try your first video and just see what sort of engagement you get, because it's far better to seek forgiveness if you're just trying to try something new. There's only two things that are going to really happen. You put it out there and nothing happens, so you keep trying and trying again. Or you put it out there and stuff starts to happen. You start to get different types of engagement. So, as I said, I just wanted to, you know, share my thoughts. And I've been mulling on this since I did the video last week, and I wanted to expand further on that short notice to, you know, to what I meant in terms of you know, social. If you're going to be social, you've got to come out of hiding. You know, the clue's in the word social. Social is a social gathering, it's a get-together, you talk, you have conversation, it's convivial, and it's a two-way thing. But the only way it can be a two-way thing is if you actually start the conversation, because your target market isn't going to start the conversation with you if they don't know you even exist. So I hope that all makes sense. I hope you felt that was interesting and useful. As ever, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to my thoughts today. You know, without you as the audience, none of this would be possible, and none of it would be possible without you, you know, sharing and commenting and liking my content. So I really, really do do appreciate, because every single time that happens, you are helping me, you know, further my my chances of opportunity. If you'd like to be interviewed on this podcast, or any recommendations of people to be interviewed, then, you know, let me know on Twitter @Alexander_Lowe, or connect with me on LinkedIn. Otherwise, I shall let you get on with the rest of your day, and wish you the very best of luck in trying something new on social.